are needed to take to a company manager. We have Night of Movies at Universal Conferences. And we take a movie, and it says, this film is Spanish, and the movies are Korean. We get a Spanish film, and then we have all of the stuff in the closed sections, commercials that were in Spanish, as the previews. You know, you go to the movies, you get all the previews. And these people can't convince people to be a film. So the whole community comes out for it. And we started out being a regicina, so being just the tobacco people. It ended up becoming like this huge thing in the community. And we surveyed people while we had them all in our spot. So now people are invisible. Immigration status makes it very difficult for divorce to find it otherwise. So we were getting overwhelming support for these kinds of things. Yeah, and then we had, for the women in the homes, we had baby showers. And at first, the first baby shower was kind of hard to break in. You know, we would give them candy and other alternatives to announce the birth of the child. We talked about what the effects of the baby and the mother was in the home.
I know, I'm the same way. It's like you said, that works.
The first couple were hard to find them.
Oh, thanks,
and then
appreciate
by
it.
The end, we were having women call the office and say, I don't have a shower. This is who I am. This is where I live. When will you be at my home? And they would have their family and friends in. And that was the venue that we used to talk about smoke-free homes and what it means to that baby with that pregnant woman and that baby. And the nicest thing about that is many men were starting to come to these things too, by the way. But the mothers, especially because this man's mother was the name that was birthed. And it's like a thing. When the mother-in-law says, why are you doing this to my child, my grandbaby? She can say that to her husband or to the father, and he's not going to touch his mother. The wife says it. The wife is going to get the crap out of him.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We have 10% of our urban communities being small. The bike community is 19%.
So baby showers were great to get a group of women. Those baby showers were cool. We made it each week by the cake.
That was the start of the baby showers.
They were great. I was shocked.
I need to ask you how you did that.
Bringing men in and involving the men in the community was an important feature because they were significant. They could say to another man, don't you care about your family? Take a step outside. Instead of
subjects, I'm the one that kind of does preliminary numbers, make sure you're specific so that I don't think.
Right, in my emails. Somebody in the title that makes a specific ADHA.
She's gotten on so many emails.
Got it.
She doesn't even try to look at them.
Okay.
That's why.
You screen your emails like people screen your voicemails.
Some announcements. So instead of giving cigars off to announce the birth of your baby, sees candy, actually gave us suckers.
Oh.
And they would put, it's a boy and it's a girl in Spanish for us. So, you know, there was just, it was just over time so impressive thirsty. Again, nerves. I can't tell if that's on, and if so, if we're supposed to put it up there or what. I mean, I can talk loud, but
we can leave it up there. It's fine.
Well, why don't you talk to it?
Let you know when you have a 2 minute, when you have 2 minutes and then 1 minute. Okay. Left? Okay, that's perfect. If everyone wants to grab their continuing education forms, then we're going to get started.
by First Five in California, which are made up of funds from the sale of tobacco tax, about $700 million a year. California funds programs for kids 0 to 5 and their families. And the Oral Health Initiative, paid for by First Five, was administered jointly by California Dental Association Foundation and the Dental Health Foundation. This is my required disclosure slide, which says I have no financial things to disclose about the project. The purpose of this project was specifically to increase access to services for kids, but through a provider education and training strategy. So trying to raise the skills, confidence, and comfort levels of the provider community predominantly to see more kids 0 to 5. The bulk of this program was aimed at education and training modalities toward the provider community, basically the docs and the dentists, if you will, but the ancillary professionals as well. There was a small piece devoted to the consumer side, and that was a train-the-trainer model for Head Starts and WIC programs, who would then go back, train their colleagues, and deliver these oral health services, or excuse me, oral health education to parents. The next slide is pretty busy. I'm really just showing you what percent of the dental community and percent of the primary care community the program was expected to reach. And you'll see on the bottom row that 100% and more of those targets were actually reached. The educational strategies were journal articles, website information, and policy briefs and so forth. The training strategy is what we'll be talking about today. A curriculum was developed specific to this professional education training program. The core elements of that curriculum were the same for both the medical side and the dental side, with modifications added on as appropriate for those particular professionals. But whether the course was a short course, long course, and so forth, the core message was the same, and thus our evaluation of the knowledge gain was based on the core curriculum. Very quickly, the training was predominantly in person. For the dentist, it was delivered at conferences and workshops in either a short or long course, 2-hour, 4-hour. Again, the core curriculum being the same regardless. For the medical professionals, it was primarily through in-office kinds of training. The team would go to the OBGYN office, go to the clinic, et cetera, and deliver the training in person. There was also the opportunity to take the course online. We were asked to evaluate changes in knowledge gain and knowledge retention, skill level increase, and that was, let me modify that by saying that was self-perceived skill increase. In a perfect world, it would be validated by on-site observation. That was not part of this particular strategy. The adoption of the desired behaviors on the provider side, obviously practice changes on the parent side, looking for positive changes at home, and then naturally looking for any kind of improvement in systems and access, which is always tricky to try to measure. The data were collected predominantly through written surveys. In this case, we did post-test surveys of the training participants immediately after the training, while they were still a captive audience, and then 6 months later, when the surveys were faxed and emailed, except in the case of parents, where it was given in person. We surveyed the 50 then the proportion of these particular categories of docs and dentists practicing in California. For example, the ones who came to the course tended to be in practice fewer years, which is sort of our proxy for age. There were more Latinos, more African Americans, but about the same proportion of Native American as who practice in California. One of the groups of interest diverse by is farm worker families, and we found that on average about 13% of the 0 to 5 patient mix in these practices were made up of families from agricultural workers. So on to the outcomes. Relative to knowledge gain and retention, the training participants actually learned quite a bit, average post-test score 80%, and retained that information pretty well over time. 6 months later, when given the same post-test, the scores did not significantly decrease, although overall there was a little bit of a decrease. That would be natural. Both the medical providers and the dental providers did least well on the post-test question around have 1 minute. Let me just whip through these recommendations. But let me also say we have in the back on the table a little summary of evaluation findings. We recommend supporting the continuation of this curriculum. We think it's fabulous, but to maximize the investment and shelf life,